This is exactly right.
What weird. Did you hear that? The theme song's different. The title's different. I have finally changed the name of this podcast ever so slightly to the name I go by now. When I started doing this podcast, I did drag 24/7. Roz Dressfulness was my drag name. And over the past few years, I've just really come into my own, and I don't really do drag as much anymore, and so I think it's time to change the name to the name that more people know me as these days, which is Roz Hernandez. I do want you to know that if you still call me Roz Dressfulness, like, that it's okay, don't worry. It's just, you know, at one point in my life, it was the only name I ever went by, and now I'm just all about getting more real and authentic, and it's more like a, I mean, it's a fake name. It's a nickname, I guess, at this point, and I prefer to be called Roz Hernandez, but it's fine. I mean, you've known me for these years as Roz Dressfulness. It's, don't worry about it. It's not the same as if you were to dead name me, which, you know, calling me by the name I was born with, which I have too many names. Okay. I got too many names. We're consolidating the names. I can't deal with all the names. And so that's that. But I will say there's going to be some other changes going along with all this. I'm real excited about it, and I hope you will be too. Maybe you won't. I don't know. But, you know, I've been doing this podcast for 3.5 years, and I have talked about before that it is so hard to book a podcast, period. But then when you add that people have to have amazing ghost stories or some kind of paranormal insight, that makes it so much harder. It is so hard. And somehow I'm very proud of myself. I've been able to pull it off. But as the time goes on, it's tough. So I'm going to be doing more episodes where people don't necessarily have ghost stories of their own. Not at least, you know, these big show-stopping stories. I'm going to have on a lot more comedians and, you know, just fun people. You know, I've really painted myself in a corner. I've given you guys the goods, and I believe I'm going to continue to give you the goods. It's just going to be slightly different goods. All right. I think that the standard that I have set for this show is that I have on public figures, famous people with amazing good stories of their own, or I have on paranormal professionals with all this great insight, or I have on listeners of the show with their fantastic stories. And so I'm going to do my best to slightly change the expectations, because it will make my life easier, and I think it will still be incredibly fun. Actually, I know it's really fun because I've recorded some of these types of episodes, and I have been having a blast scream laughing with some of my friends. I do plan to have on paranormal professionals still. I do plan on having quote-unquote traditional ghosted episodes, but I just am planning to have more people that are funny and don't have ghost stories. And when I say more, I mean like I think most of the episodes, to be honest. Hey, it's always going to be a goal to have on people with their own stories, and I'm always going to be on the lookout for those, but there's just going to be more episodes where we, don't get me wrong, we will stay on topic for the most part. We are going to be talking specifically paranormal and always EVPs, same podcast. It's just, I ask that you please have an open mind and an open heart, and you give it a chance, and you are open to altering your expectations out of me. In some ways, it is kind of a new version of this podcast. It's a format that I'm just going to be doing more frequently from here on out. I think it's going to be less interviewee. I think the way it always was so dependent on the guests and what the guests bring in. And I can't always count on people to bring in stuff for my show. So I will be preparing stuff more. It will be more homework for me, but that's fine. I love it. I'm learning about all kinds of stuff. It's really fun for me, but it will take away some of the booking and trying to get people with ghost stories. There are so many lovely paranormal interview talk show type shows, and I do love to interview people, but I feel that my calling to the world of the paranormal has always been to find the fun in it and to find the humor in it. This podcast has technically always been a comedy podcast, but I think it contains multitudes. I think there's all kinds of things you can get from this podcast, but I really want to lean into the comedy of it. Plus, I can have on repeat guests, you know, like historically it's like, oh, I already heard that person's stories, I can't ever have them back on. And I'm like, no, I want to have some of these fan favorites back on, and we'll talk and laugh and discuss other paranormal stuff. So I have recorded a few already. I love it. I think it's so fun. I anticipate that there might be some of you that don't like it. I would thank you so much for not leaving a bad review. I thank you for tuning in every week. I think you will like it. It's just, if you're looking for amazing ghost stories, you might not always find it. However, I do want to read more ghost stories from you all, the listeners. So like always, you could just email me at ghostedbyroz@gmail.com or write it in a 5-star review. I would love to read stories on the podcast, and then that way we can still get to hear real firsthand encounters in one way or another. But I also imagine, I mean, I'm going to be talking to comedians more. I can't always control what comes out of their mouths. Sometimes comedians tend to be cynical. Sometimes people tell me that they listen to this stuff with their kids. I don't know what they're going to say. I don't know what I'm going to say when I'm around my funny friends. But just be warned. I think that some of the vibes will be slightly different from time to time. But there will be traditional ghosted episodes. In fact, I have one that's coming out soon with Adam Berry from Kindred Spirits. So, I mean, I'm still going to be talking to people that know this stuff and have the stories. And I think today's episode is actually a great example of the vibe of the kinds of shows that will be coming out soon on Ghosted by Roz Hernandez. I got to talk to Patton Oswalt and his wife, Meredith Salinger. They have a podcast called Did You Get My Text? And we had so much fun. On Patreon, I'm still going to do weekly episodes for the time being, so you can check those out. There's a link in the description of this episode. Okay, here we go. Here's my conversation with truly one of my favorite comedians of all time, Patton Oswalt and Meredith Salinger. On with the show. Oh my God. Patton and Meredith, hello. How are you?
Hello.
Good. Thanks for having us on the show.
I'm so honored. Thank you guys for doing this. I'm a fan of both of you, and I am so curious to hear about your paranormal relationship.
Our relationship is so, it's more not normal than paranormal.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so normal, it's freaky. That's how normal our relationship. I can't even talk today. Oh my God. Sorry.
I've listened to your podcast, and I remember hearing an episode where you guys were talking about, like, you haven't really had much going on in that world, but you want to.
Here's what I am. As far as the paranormal is concerned, I am like an Amish youth who's obsessed with sex and video games. I can't, because I've never encountered it, and even though I want to encounter it, I have never had a paranormal experience, and I could not be more open to it. And everyone around me has had them. Everyone around me continues to have them, and I feel like either the ghosts are ghosting me. Huh? Come on, folks.
Good one.
Or I do, again, I don't know what the actual theory is, but everyone exists at different vibrational frequencies, and I think some people vibrate at a frequency in which they are open to the spirit world or other dimensions, and some people aren't, and I think I'm vibrant. I'm like that whale. You know that one whale whose song is so low no other whales can hear it, and he can't, so he just feels like he's alone.
Yeah,
it's really sad. Number 50, he's called number 52. And he's
this is a real whale?
It's a real whale.
Oh,
and nobody can hear her sing?
The other whales can't hear her because
the
vocal cords are at a frequency so no one responds
to
her.
She's got to get into lip syncing. Okay, she needs to watch some RuPaul's Whale Race, and she needs to learn how to do some lip syncing.
Whale Race.
We can fix this for her.
But it's this lonely whale, and I am the lonely whale of the ghost world.
Okay, I think it's very similar to dating. It's you can't be too thirsty for it. You have to play hard to get. Because let me tell you something. Before I started doing this podcast, ghosts couldn't get enough of me. Okay.
Really?
Spooks left and right. Everywhere I went, ghosts wanted some of this.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got a podcast where I start talking about them. They disappeared. It's like that thing with like comedians where it's like, oh, I don't want to date a comedian because I'm gonna end up in their act. Like,
oh,
I feel
wow.
like that's what it is. That's because these ghosts don't visit me now that I have a podcast.
I literally picture a ghost going towards you like rattling chains. Another one grabs shoulder and goes like, dude, she has a podcast.
You don't want to be on it.
I also think that perhaps it's how you perceive the world and what meaning you put onto things. So, for example, my grandpa passed away, and he had a tattoo of a butterfly on him. And when he passed away, this one butterfly just kept coming around. And I was just like, Grandpa? Like, time it felt like this, and anytime I'm with my mom in her backyard and like a butterfly comes by, we're like, Grandpa? And so it's sort of like the meaning that you put on life. Like, that's not a ghost, but it feels like a sign of some kind.
Right.
And then I'll just tell you my others real quick, just since you asked. But I grew up in Malibu, and I lived on Point Doom. And so it sort of like juts out into the ocean, kind of. And
wait, it's called Point Doom?
Yeah, D-U-M-E, not D-O-O-M.
Yeah, not D-O-O-M.
Because I was going to say. Spooky sounding.
Yeah, not D-O-O-M, D-U-M-E. And I remember being alone, and I saw what looked like a flying saucer, a spaceship or a UFO, whatever it was. And it really, really, really super did. And I called – nobody.
And how
was,
old were you?
I think I was 9.
Okay.
And I called my grandma because nobody was home. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Grandma, I saw a spaceship. I'm telling you right now, 100%. And she's like, well, maybe they're doing flying exercises off of the coast of da-da-da. Maybe it's a different kind of thing. Maybe the light hit it funny. But Grandma, I'm telling you, it's a spaceship. And I for real 100% believed I saw a UFO. Like, for real, looked like one of those UFO kind of things.
You are far from the only person that has reported that in Malibu.
Yeah.
They love Malibu out there.
Yes. I for real believe that I saw a UFO. And when it went by very quickly, and it was very fast and fleeting, and I was like, did I just see a UFO? Like, you question yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only other paranormal experience that I feel like I've experienced is I had these little tiny earrings, and they were given to me by my mom, who got them from her dad, my grandpa, again, the butterfly grandpa. And in the morning, I got up in the morning. I wear my earrings, like I sleep in them. I don't take them out. And I got up in the morning and I had my earrings in. And I went shopping with a friend and we went to the mall and I tried on a million different things and I bought some blouses and I got back home and I looked in the mirror and my earring was gone. And I'm like, ah, damn, I must have lost it shopping. Like when I was pulling shirts on and off, it probably came off. And then that night I went to bed and I laid down and in the middle of the night I woke up and I was being, my cheek had a poke, was poking my cheek. And I got up, I turned on the light, and in the middle of my pillow was the earring. And I'm telling you that I had those earrings on when I went that day. And they were gone when I came home. And then it just appeared.
How old were you when this happened?
I'm like 25.
Oh, okay. So I was like, what if the tooth fairy got mistaken?
Right.
She was like, I thought it was a tooth. I'm so sorry.
I replaced it with a diamond.
My bad here.
Could have been. Anyway, that's that. That's that. That's all. And I was like, Grandpa. Grandpa did it. So, wow. I mean, who knows? Maybe everybody's like, maybe you didn't go. Maybe you thought you had your earring on in the morning. Maybe it was on the pillow already. I'm like, ah. But I would have seen it in the middle of my pillow.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Before you went to sleep.
Before
you
I went
felt
to sleep.
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
A lot of people will say that there's, I mean, there's a lot of words that you could use, spirits, ghosts, but it seems like, I always conclude that ghosts are like a sad thing. It's like someone dies and they're like trapped in a place and they kind of hang out there forever. But then there's like loved ones that pass that seem to be able to have the freedom to come and go and give you signs when they need to and that sort of a thing, which I believe in.
Yeah. So if you believe in that, like the butterfly thing, I mean, maybe Patton doesn't believe in that. Maybe someone died in his life and, you know, signs come left and right and he doesn't see it because he doesn't feel it at a spiritual level the way other people do.
But what you're saying is I am too thirsty for it. I'm very open to, and when I say no paranormal encounters, I've never seen a cryptid, never had a time slip, never experienced an Oompa, a ghost, anything like that.
But you know the names of all these random things that I've never
heard of.
What's
an Oompa? I don't even know what an Oompa is. Oompa is an,
no. I've seen Oompa Loompas.
An Oompa Loompa.
An Oompa is an out-of-place artifact where, for instance, if someone's doing like an archaeological dig and they're at a level where it's like 7,000 years BC, but then they will find something that looks like a modern battery or like a piece of technology that shouldn't be existing during that time. Like maybe there was time travel or some kind of slip where items have moved through time in
a weird
way.
I don't even know about that.
Yeah.
Doesn't even know about that.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get more into the weird shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm mainly like a ghost person, right. A little bit of Bigfoot, a little bit of UFO. I don't know that one.
Yeah.
Oompa.
Oompas, OOPA, out of
an
place
Oompa.
Artifact.
Out of
something
place
that,
artifact.
Something that Oompa. Shouldn't exist when it in an area that it is found.
Wow.
See, stuff like that often makes me feel like someone got busted. Like someone wasn't supposed to be there. They left
and
their
they
phone.
And
they're like, it must have been time travel, you know?
Well, I'm talking about like they find an object that was clearly made during that time, but exhibits technology or machine tooling that couldn't have existed at that time.
Right.
Like how was this made based on the tools that like this is an Iron Age artifact made during a Stone Age time. So where did they get these tools? Mm. Was it left by someone else? Was it, you know?
I want to know what ghost type experiences you've had because
and you say they've all gone away because of your podcast now.
Well, they have. I recently had one that it's come back around because I've been looking for it.
Like what? What would you call a ghost experience?
I've had a lot. I've stayed in haunted Airbnbs and had the covers pulled down.
Ooh!
I bought a Ouija board from
I did that
Goodwill.
Once.
No Ouija board in our house. Nope.
You don't allow it?
That's how you invite demons in.
I did buy a Ouija board for Alice and her sleepover friends. And
but that was at another party, not our place.
Patton, why do you think that brings in demons?
You know what? Again, this is just my silly superstition. It's in the movie The Exorcist, they're playing with a Ouija board, and it's strongly suggested.
Captain Howdy.
Captain Howdy, that's how Pazuzu gets in. So I'm just like, it's a weird It's a dimension to an, I don't know. It just feels very uncontrolled and sloppy.
Well, for someone who's looking for something to happen, and that's a portal, but perhaps I don't want, you should let the portal open.
I don't want malign influences. I want...
But why... See, you only think that because it's in a movie. We talk about this all the time, that that movie messed up so many people.
Yeah.
But it's... I actually had a Ouijaologist on this show.
What?
Wow. Yes, she operates a Ouija board museum and knows everything about it. I've had so many people that work in the field, and they're all like, it's not. It's just like another way to communicate if you believe that.
Just like tarot cards and I Ching and all that
like,
stuff.
Yeah, it's very Christian, you know, years and years of being like, that kind of stuff is evil, you know? But it's like, it's really not, I don't think.
Well, so you've messed around with a Ouija board, like, in your house or with other people?
No, I won't do that. I don't put one in my house. There's demons.
Thank you.
What?
But people say it's not. No, I have no problem telling people to do it so they can come on my podcast and report back to me. I'm not doing it.
What
Thank
the fuck?
You are so...
I gotta sleep.
You're like a drug dealer who doesn't do their drugs, who just gives other people
exactly.
drugs.
You don't get high in your supply.
No, I'm smart like that. What am I gonna do? There's no show if I'm possessed.
Thank you.
Can... What? Wait a second.
Yeah.
Okay. Possessed? Now, first of all, you have had ghost experience. The sheets got pulled down. What else? And why would you think you'd be possessed? And have you ever met anyone who's been possessed?
See, that's a really tough one because it's like, it's such a fine line with mental illness. And I feel like so many years of people being like, that person's possessed. So who really knows? I'm not sure.
Yeah, like those Christian people who are like, the devil in you.
Right,
Let me banish that devil. Come on, let me hit you in the head and banish the devil.
Right.
It's just somebody having like an issue.
Well, that's why like Jesus is constantly banishing devils from people in the Bible.
No, he's what?
Oh yeah, he is. Remember he
I don't read the Bible. I don't know.
Remember he sends all those demons out of that guy and puts him in the pigs, and then the pigs run off the cliff and
die.
I don't know that one.
I am legion for we are many.
Is that actually in the
No, it's not a Oopa. But
wait a second. That's really
you're teaching
in the Bible.
So much today.
Are you sure?
What is your name? I am Legion for we are many.
Isn't that a TV show? I am Legion.
Well, they use it out of
I am Legend?
No.
Well, that's
I am Legend, but there's also a show called Legion.
Okay.
But that comes from the Bible. What is your name? Legion, for we are many.
Who knew?
But anyway,
I don't know anything.
What I'm saying is I think that, like you said, it was somebody who was crazy or depressed. And back then, if you were crazy and depressed, they chased you off a cliff and threw rocks at you.
Right.
And Jesus was the first guy to come along and go, hey, I'll talk to you. I'll listen to you. And it made the person feel better. But because people were so primitive, they're like, he chased demons out of them. No, he was just nice to them. Just talk to them and listen to them. That back then, that was a superpower.
Right.
Not being an asshole was a superpower in biblical times.
Oh, my God.
I need to hear more ghost stuff.
Yeah, how young were you when you first started butting up against the spirit world?
I feel like you guys should have me on your podcast, and I'll tell you all about my stuff. I want to hear about your stuff.
Well, no, but we don't have stuff. That's
But I want to give you an example of how I don't have stuff, okay? So last year I shot a movie that shot...
Oh, this is such a good story. I love this story.
This is a frustrating story. But yes, it's good, but it also drives me crazy.
It's so good.
Shooting a movie on the Queen Mary, which is supposed to be
Was this
hell...
the Reno 911 movie?
Yes.
Which I loved.
Thank you.
This is a great cameo from Speaking of RuPaul. That's so funny.
Yes.
You're hilarious. Wendy is a friend of the show. She's been on here, too.
Wendy McClendon-Covey rules.
Love her.
Absolutely rules. The only reason she doesn't have an Emmy is because she's like, when I'm done working, I'll go home and watch TV with my husband. I'm not going to do an Emmy campaign. Like, she does
she's
not
care. She's
the
most normal
She's the
person.
Most normal, talented human being
talented.
You've ever seen.
Yeah. God, I love
it's ridiculous
her.
How
so
funny,
funny
she is. So we're on the Queen Mary. We're all sitting up. Queen Mary's supposed to be crazy haunted.
Oh, it's always on those lists.
Yes.
The most haunted
place.
Which I'm always like, who decides that, first of
Thank
all?
Thank you. Yeah.
I want to see every year. It's like, that was the number one. Now we're moving it. This year it's going to be number three.
Yeah, move not it up
much,
and down.
You know,
like, maybe
not
there's not much.
But it's always the most haunted place in California.
Right. Well, it's either that, the Winchester House or the Coronado Hotel. Aren't those the three that are always
the
on the
Whaley
list?
House in,
the
in
Whaley.
San Diego.
Yes, okay. Mm-hmm. So we're on the boat. We're setting up a shot. I'm over at Video Village. I'm looking at the monitors. I'm kind of trying to shadow the director. And then they said, Patton, And we're just looking at the monitors because the cameras are pointed where they're pointed. And they're framing a shot. The shot is looking up the grand staircase. So then they go, Patton, go over. You're about to film your scene. So I walk away from Video Village, get in my spot. And then over at Video Village, someone said, whoever is there a PA upstairs? There's a shadow. Someone go up there and tell him to move. Because
get out of
movement.
The shot.
Get
you
out
can
of
see
shot.
Your shadow.
You can see your shadow. So another PA goes to the top of the stairs. And then comes back down and looked a little weird, like, there's no one up there. What did you see in the monitor? They're like, I saw someone moving around. And they went, well, it's a closed-off hallway. There's no one up there. There's no one up there. And but it felt like the minute I walked away from the monitors and I couldn't see anything, that's when the ghost started moving around. So I'm always adjacent to this shit.
So close.
But I never experienced it directly. And it drives me crazy. And that just, it feels like all the spirits on the Queen Mary were like, hey, when this guy comes in, just make sure, right. Like when he's not looking, we'll do something so that the crew can see. Uh-huh. Don't make sure he doesn't get to see anything.
Yeah.
Ugh!
I've been on the Queen Mary. I kind of stayed there one time. I left in the middle of the night because I wanted to sleep.
For the purpose of a ghost tour? Or
well,
just to go there to sleep?
I had some friends that got a room in like the spookiest room there, mm-hmm. which is like it comes with a Ouija board and all that kind of stuff, and they give you tarot cards or whatever. It's all about this is the most haunted room.
Yeah, at one point
Not
I had to go.
Did they have anything happen to them?
No, they slept like little babies. I left because I was just like, no, I don't want. I'm too
wait
scared.
A second.
Did you get
wait,
too
wait.
Into your own head, or did you feel something?
No, nothing happened. A lot of people say that ghosts can just look like us. So, Patton, maybe you've seen many ghosts. You just don't know.
That, yeah, I've heard that thing where ghosts don't actually look wispy. They can actually be there, but you wouldn't know that you're looking at a ghost, which that to me is there's a Spanish film called Terrified that came out last year that really deals with that idea of there's nothing special about what a ghost looks like. You have to know where to look. And there's the final scene of that movie is genuinely terrifying, and there doesn't Ooh. Really involve any special. It just involves a guy that has encountered all these things, and there's these two investigators are talking to him in like a room like this, and then they're like, and then they're describing the experience, and they're like, okay, and then he's like, now that third guy, did he come with you? Is he with you? Like he's pointing like against the wall, and there's nothing there, and then kind of look over, and then the chair just lifts up and throws itself
oh,
at the camera.
Oh, shit, that's
scary. And then the movie ends. Because he knows how to spot someone who actually is a ghost. And it's, but the whole scene, nothing happens until the chair moves. Until then, they're just, but the scene, the moment where he goes, now that guy there, is he with you? And then they both, it's so creepy.
Oh, that's creepy. Can I tell you guys about a famous story?
Yes, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We're going to go into history. Are you cool with getting weird? Because this is a weird one.
We're weird.
I can't wait.
We're weird. Go
okay.
weird.
This one takes place on the Isle of Man. Ooh.
Nice.
In 1931, this is, you know, between England and Ireland, a village called Dalby. And we're at the farmhouse of the Irving family. We're talking about James, Margaret, and their 13-year-old daughter, Vori.
Oh, Vori. God, I can't stand her. Go ahead. Yeah, all right.
Do you know? Do you know?
No,
sorry?
We were Facebook friends for a while, and she blocked
She's
me.
She's an idiot. Keep going.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. This is too much Farmville. She's from the farm. She grew up on a farm. Okay. So, business as usual. They're just living their life, and they start hearing on the walls of their farmhouse scratching, hissing, growls, barking. Now, this is what gets real creepy. They started to hear what sounded like a baby trying to speak.
Okay,
keep going. Okay. Shush, Patton.
So they think, you know, naturally it's a wild animal or, I don't know, a baby trying to burgle them or something. You know how that happens. And so they set up a trap. They didn't catch a baby. They didn't catch any kind of animal. And one time the dad actually growled at this sound and it growled back. So then, this creature that they can't see yet starts speaking English.
Oy.
The daughter is saying nursery rhymes. It's saying it back. It gets to the point where it can sing. It starts singing. It says online, body renditions of Home on the Range.
Oh, shit. That's fucking scary.
Is it still a little kid voice, or is this thing getting older as it's learning?
Well, it has a high-pitched voice, and it introduces itself once it starts to learn how to talk better. And it says that its name is Jeff, spelled with a G, G-E-F.
Right. Yeah.
Jeff, a talking mongoose that was born in India in 1852, and Jeff is back.
Jeff's back.
Yes. So in a real interview in 1932 with the Manchester Daily Dispatch, the dad, James, described the creature as, quote, a little animal resembling a stout, a ferret, or a weasel, yellow in color with a body about 9 inches long, and a long, bushy tail speckled with black. So all the members of the family could see him, but, like, sometimes they couldn't. Like, he sometimes appeared, but seems like he was always around.
Mm-hmm.
They would feed him sausages and bacon. He would sleep in the daughter's room. But it sounds like he was, like, a little sassy, because some real quotes. This is what allegedly Jeff, the talking mongoose.
Can everybody hear this guy or just the girl?
They can. Yeah,
the
whole family can, but the plot will thicken in a second.
Okay. Oh,
so these are some real quotes from Jeff the mongoose. I've been to nicer homes than this. Carpets,
itch.
Piano, satin covers on polished tables. I'm going back there. Here's another
Damn.
One. I could kill you, but I won't. Ew. And then another one. One time the dad was reading a newspaper and he heard the voice say, read it out loud, you fat-headed gnome. Yeah.
Were they being haunted by Luella Parsons? Like, what? Who is... Did Truman Capote, like, travel back in time as a ghost mongoose?
Yes. So, apparently, during the daytime, Jeff the Talking Mongoose would travel around town and gather town gossip and come back
Amazing.
And report to the family. Like, girl, did you hear?
Oh, my God, I
yeah,
love...
He would have all the tea. So... He wasn't all bad. He would apparently, if they left a fire in the fireplace, he would turn it out.
That's
if
nice.
They overslept, nice. He would wake them up.
Uh-huh.
I'm just picturing him like, hey, you fat, ugly bitch, wake up. Wake up, you stupid asshole.
It's 8:17. You're going to be late, you pile. Shit.
Exactly. So now the daughter would walk around the neighborhood. She'd walk to school, and people would see her talking to herself, but they would hear the voice.
Ooh.
They couldn't see the mongoose, but they could hear the mongoose talking. And she wasn't a little ventriloquist psycho girl.
Funny you say that, because that's what even then and now people think. They think that the girl was being a ventriloquist the whole time, which I say, I don't know, Jeff the Talking Mongoose, Jeff Dunham. Coincidence?
Oh, look at
I
that.
I think not.
Right. But,
so,
but the family had to hear the little mongoose dude talking, but did they hear it when the little girl wasn't in the room?
Oh.
See, that's the thing. From what I read online, the girl is kind of always around. But so things started to get ugly. They moved the daughter's room bed into the parents' room, and they could hear him banging on the walls, freaking out. He's like, I'm going to follow her wherever she is. So she would have to be a real good ventriloquist.
To which make bangs.
Wow.
Some of them can. I know. This sounds like a skill, which is funny because she didn't end up pursuing ventriloquism. It sounded like she had a gift, but she didn't apparently. So it was suspected that it was a poltergeist, because those are usually centered around an adolescent girl, and it's a lot of banging, and it can be a lot of different things that are going to. So they the tabloids went crazy for it. There was this is a real headline from the Daily Dispatch. Man weasel mystery grips island.
Man weasel.
Queerest beast, what'd you call me? Talks to Daily Dispatch reporter. So they had some world-renowned paranormal investigators come in, Harry Price and Harold Dennis. The Harrys.
Mm-hmm.
They came in, they took a hair sample, and they took it to the Zoological Society of London. It came back as a dog hair. Now, these people, they had a sheep dog. So, they also.
Did the dog sense this thing? Did the dog ever react to
Jeff
the talking mongoose?
Yeah, I didn't find that. But they took casts of the teeth and the claws that were allegedly Jeff the mongoose's. They came back as definitely not a mongoose. So, we don't know what it was. When the paranormal investigators were there, they did encounter this voice saying, who are those people? And they heard things being thrown around.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Eventually, things slowed down. The dad died, and the mother and daughter moved out in 1945. And an actor named Leslie Graham moved in. He says that he shot and killed it, and he took pictures of it. And
are there pictures online?
There must be, because he says that he took a picture, but Vori saw it, and she said, "No, ma'am, Leslie Graham, that is not that is not Jeff." So
you killed Jeff's brother.
You killed an innocent ghost mongoose.
Yes, it wasn't the mongoose. So they asked him if he was a poltergeist, and he said he's more like a familiar or something like that.
They
some
asked
kind of
Jeff,
spirit. Yes.
"Hey, Jeff, what are you?"
They would have full-on conversations
like,
with him.
I think I'm like a...
poltergeist, yeah. Excuse me. I'm a familiar,
familiar.
Did you just drop the P word on me? That is so offensive. I'm a familiar.
Exactly.
Oh, my. You just dropped a P bomb. I cannot believe this.
Yeah. He said, "Go to the light, Carol Ann,"
but
with
hang
that
on,
language.
Yeah, exactly. If he claims he's a familiar, then isn't he implying that the daughter's a witch? Because don't only witches have familiars?
What the hell's a familiar?
A familiar is a... Do you want me to say
no, it? No, you know.
A witch or a warlock can... summon a familiar, can appear as a that's why witches often have cats. It holds some of their power, and also they can share some of the animal's senses. So if you have a cat as a familiar, you have improved hearing and eyesight. If you have an owl or a bat or whatever, you it's like a weird symbiotic magic relationship with this creature.
Dude, you know a lot about this
you
stuff.
Really do.
Why aren't you
I'm fascinated with it too, because it clearly is not fascinated with me. Is what I'm saying.
That. That's the thing. When you have a hoax, I feel like most of the time you got to commit to it.
Yeah.
Because she she died not that long ago apparently, and
really?
She always said, "I didn't do it. It wasn't me. It wasn't me."
So she was like, "It really, this really was a thing, and this really happened."
Apparently, but it was like all over the press. Tons of people witnessed it. Locals.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
I mean, you know how parrots can talk? Maybe they taught a little mongoose how to talk.
Could be.
That would
be such a
medical miracle.
Patton, you have famously played a lot of talking animals.
I have played a lot of talking animals.
Does this seem legit from your experience?
From my experience, no. I mean, the kind of talking animals that you see in movies are animals that conveniently have the voice of 40-year-old comedy writers. You know, that this sounds like it had it feels like... This is a bored farm girl who dreamed of this higher life, the idea of going around town and listening to gossip. And
right.
I think she brought that world back and personified it. In another word, not I don't want to psychoanalyze her, but she feels like I'm this mongoose trapped in the walls of this boring-ass barn, and I hate living out here. I want a cooler life. And that's what she... That's how she was personifying it, I think.
Got it.
It feels like it.
I want to see Patton Oswalt is Jeff the talking mongoose.
Oh, my God.
Well, I've been a talking rat,
oh my God.
An imaginary donkey, and a dog. And in a couple months on Netflix, I will be the voice of Matthew the Raven in The Sandman.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know if you've read the Sandman comic books. They
By
are
Neil
right
Gaiman.
Up your alley. Neil Gaiman.
Oh, really?
They
oh,
are right up your alley as far as your interests. Sandman is the master of dreams. It's where we all go to his realm when we sleep.
Yes.
And I play his familiar, a raven named Matthew.
So that's why you know so much
that's
about familiars.
Why.
Actually, I know all about familiars because of Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh. So.
Nerd.
Third level spell, find familiar. And you roll a 20-sided dice, and depending on what you roll, that's what you get.
God, that reminds me of Reno 911. I love when you play that character on Reno 911. That's one of my favorite shows of all time.
Wow.
Here's another thing I want to tell you guys about. Haunted dolls on eBay.
Oh, boy.
This is a full
shit out of
me. I believe that. I don't know if I'll see a ghost, but if I see a frickin' doll. Or
especially
an antique doll.
Nope.
Now, my personal belief.
Let's hear it.
Is that these are all fake.
Okay.
That somebody, because what you'll see is people put these dolls on, they make a full profile, you know, in the description on eBay. It's like a creative writing course, like they've got, and it's always so detailed.
That's fine if someone's going to post something on eBay and write bullshit about it. That being said, you get invited to a friend's house and you're going to stay at her grandmother's house
the
woods.
Nope.
And the attic has an old dusty bed. And on the bed, there's like a pretty frilly little pillow. And on that pillow is a little old-fashioned doll. And that doll's wearing like a little white kind of like a christening dress. It's like yellowed. And that doll's hair is kind of like been yucky. And its face is like, I'm going to murder you.
Stop. Did that happen to you?
No, but that happens.
Old dolls creep me out.
Every old doll. That's every old doll. You'll find it in your grandmother's attic with a dusty little dress.
But I think you guys, both of you, you haven't met the right haunted doll. I've got one for you.
You're like an American Girl salesman. I love it. You're trying to match us up with a haunted doll.
Listen, okay. We have a cafe here if you guys want to have a nice lunch. Welcome to the Grove. So this one... She's not an American Girl doll, but she is from America.
Unless she's from Russia and she was brought to America.
Oh dear.
Sorry, go on.
I don't know part of her backstory.
Okay.
But
I want to hear these backstories.
Yes. Yeah, this is Jane. She's going for $75, okay?
Oh, she's terrified. She showed us a picture of the doll.
She's got...
Oh, God, that's such a huge no.
Yeah.
Little bangs, red curly hair, a beautiful but terrifyingly old blue dress with chiffon sleeves.
I'm literally hearing an old, like, 30s big band song through a warbly radio as I look at her like, midnight,
okay, and
the dress
and
is
the
a
stars
lot.
And you.
She definitely took a risk with this dress.
She's a silly prankster, it says.
She is. That's why I'm
very active. Oh, let's hear about
it. I think you guys might... You might actually like this one.
All right, let's hear it.
Because she's not going to tell you she's going to murder you.
Okay.
It says here, Jane. This funny little lady is Jane. She doesn't take much of anything too seriously, and she appreciates relaxed environments. She loves my dogs and has been known to braid their shaggy tails from time to time. She likes to play practical jokes on us, too, and honestly, we love them. She's so funny. She loves to make toot noises when we're alone, and it has me wondering if I did it and didn't know. She will also make coughing noises and gag from time to time to get your attention. She likes making noises. She will also, and I think this is her favorite, turn off lights when you're working. She locked me out of the house when I've gone to get the mail, but will quickly unlock it and let me in when I call her out on it. She passed away when she was very elderly and never really grew out of it. She even pranked her family with her death many times that they didn't believe that she actually passed for a few days when she actually did. She likes to pose her vessel in funny poses for places in different places for you to find. I've moved in with my mother recently, and she doesn't like my dolls. Thankfully, she's given me time to adopt them all instead of expecting me to throw them out. She knows I never could do that, as I see them all as living beings.
First off, that was a fabulous read.
Thank you.
A fabulous read. And all I'm thinking now is like a little low-budge premieres on Shudder horror movie called Doll Lady. And you're this woman that has access to all these evil dolls, but you so oversell it and you're so campy and arch about it that people are like, well, it's clearly not haunted. This will be hilarious. We should get it. And you're basically infecting the world with this army of evil dolls that are doing your bidding.
This is a documentary.
Yeah, there's
this
something.
Is not this is really happening right now.
As camp and fun as you tried to make the read, that actually made it scarier.
Ooh.
Like, you actually have, I have access to something genuinely malignant, and the only way I can hide it, I better hide it in plain sight by being so over the top that people will go, well, it's clearly not a real haunted doll.
Are you considering purchasing this doll off eBay?
No, but...
You just like reading about them.
Yeah, I like reading about them. I don't think that they're real.
Right.
Right, they're just
but also,
a story...
I don't want one in my home.
Right.
But I would love to gift you guys.
Nope.
Nope.
Okay.
No.
I was just trying to be,
again,
you know,
I
a
don't
nice
believe,
host.
As I've often said, I don't believe in ghosts, but I do believe in vibes. And boy, does that thing giving off vibes.
Yes.
Holy
but she's a
crap.
Prankster. I picture her being like,
she's not.
Jackass. Like, she's going to come behind you with clippers and just zip your hair. Like,
yeah, but that's evil.
I think she sounds like fun.
I, you know what? I'm sorry,
I don't.
But Doll and Prankster don't want them together in the same house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it was worth a shot, guys. Here's one other thing I want to do.
Have any of your guests ever taken on a haunted doll? You were like,
no, they have
you're
not.
Like, you were, oh my God, you are like Sarah McLachlan, but for haunted dolls. You're trying
Instead
to get
of those
them.
Dogs.
Oh. Yeah.
So you're trying playing, to get them homes.
They're playing the song Angel, and you're like, look at this. Look
in
at this
the
dear
arms
little porcelain
of
face.
Yes.
This doll has witnessed so many murders. Can't you put them in a house where there is no killing,
yeah,
and there's something really happy?
She just wants to play pranks.
There you go.
On you.
You're the Sarah McLachlan of haunted dolls.
She might, this one might toot, but it wasn't you. You can blame it on the doll. That would be good.
Oh, God, that's so creepy.
I'm thinking either that. I was actually going for more for profit rather than
oh,
that. So
okay.
I was thinking more like a LuLaRoe or whatever it's called. I'll start my own.
You want a finder's fee.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so here's another thing
it's
that
like
we always do.
It's like an adoption agency. You should have your own doll
exactly,
adoption agency.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, God.
That's how a lot of these people look at it. They're like, "You can. We want to home
right.
these."
Because, yeah,
you know, they always put on eBay, like, we have to put this on here. It's like the seller's always like, legally, eBay forbids the sale of intangible objects like spirits, entities, luck, magic, etc. Therefore, I am only selling this as a doll. There is no guarantee of paranormal supernatural events. So it's very like,
right?
Yeah.
Legally, that's part of the pitch, though.
Legally, we're not
yeah.
allowed to
You're
say
right.
this doll is haunted because clearly that's illegal, but... You know, for my opinion, you know, this doll is haunted.
Yeah.
But that's
yeah.
just an opinion, and it's not a legal fact.
Right. You guys want to hear some ghost voices?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. These,
uh-oh.
Okay.
Shh. Yes.
Some of these, a friend of mine, the actress Paula Pell.
I love Paula Pell.
Yes, pointed me toward a podcast about ghosts. There is an EVP. She goes, in the middle of this episode, they play an EVP, and it
What
really,
is an EVP?
Patton, tell us.
It is a... Something voice, what is it?
Electronic voice phenomenon.
Phenomenon, yeah. Oh. Where William Peter Blatty, who wrote The Exorcist,
mm-hmm.
Very famously experimented with this in the 70s and 80s, where he would leave a tape recorder and hit record and go, I invite any of the spirits in this room to leave your voice on this tape. And then he'd leave the room and then come back later and play the tape. And they'd listen at it different frequencies and they'd hear voices and stuff. And it was just, yeah.
So it's basically anytime they capture a ghost.
Okay, let's
right.
let's hear
speaking.
Some.
It's time for
EVPs
or EVPs. So here's what I do. I go to my favorite place, the internet, and I look for where people believe they've captured EVPs. We're going to listen to it a couple of times, and I'm going to have you guess what it says or what the ghost hunter believes it says, and then I'll give you some options. So I was trying – I always like to try to get them from people's, like, hometowns or home states. There's nothing in Malibu. I couldn't find any ghosts in Malibu. But
damn.
Virginia, ghosts everywhere.
Well, Jesus. Revolutionary War and Civil War, we're stinking with ghosts.
There's
there.
A lot of that.
Battlefields are nothing but ghosts.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So – I don't know much about the ghosts of this place, but this one, it was posted by Enjoy the Silence 169.
Okay.
And it is at the Major Graham Mansion, which is in Max Meadows, Virginia. Tell me what this ghost is saying.
And before, wait, don't answer it until we both, like...
obviously,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so
again.
It's definitely like a little sentence.
Play it a couple times.
Any guesses? No.
It's like, I played it cool, but it's not I played it cool.
It could, why wouldn't it be? It could
Let's
be.
Do it again.
It sounds like the house is something, something. Like, I don't want to say, like, the house is not for you, but it sounds like
the house is
not for
you. All right, let's hear it.
That sounds like something a ghost would say.
Let's hear it.
The house is not for you.
I don't hear not for you as clear as I hear the house. The first part.
Well, let me give you some options.
Okay.
One of these is what Enjoy the Silence 169 believes it
oh.
says. Is it A, from now on, my name is Megan?
No.
I don't know what that ghost is coming.
That's not what's happening.
Okay. Is it B, I don't play that tune?
Oh, okay.
Is it C, I'm not looking at you? Or is it D, Veronica is a name I like too? This ghost is trying on different names,
all right,
maybe.
Let's hear it one more time. What was the second one you said?
I don't play that tune.
No, it's not, definitely not that one. Play it one more time.
You guys are taking this so seriously.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You know, the prize is Jane the Haunted Doll.
No, I want to get it wrong.
I don't get it wrong. Oh, yeah. What does the ghost hunter think this ghost is saying?
They believe it's saying, I don't play that tune.
It sounds like that. That's what I
kind of hear it.
It's basically what I said. I played it cool, what I said?
Yeah, yeah, there was a play in that.
Let me hear it again. Yeah, I mean, this is that thing, though, I've seen this on, where they'll play one sound, but depending on what they'll write out five different words, and it'll sound like that word if you're looking at that word when they play the sound.
Oh, yeah.
It's that weird phenomenon, which is amazing.
Right.
But
that's why I like to listen to it kind of cold, and we kind of guess.
Yeah,
what it
yeah.
Because who really knows what it's
there
saying?
There is real emotion to that voice, though. It sounds not frustrated, but like, I'm done here. Like, go away. Like, we're done talking.
Right.
It has that.
It sounds somebody was talking in the other room, and somebody was recording something from someone talking in the other room. It doesn't really sound like a ghost to me.
I mean, who really knows?
It doesn't sound like a ghost to me.
I actually have another one.
Oh, good.
We always do two here. So this next one was posted by Paul Terry and is at the St. Albans Sanatorium in Radford, Virginia.
Okay, right off the fucking bat. Radford, Virginia. Everything down South 81. Radford, Blacksburg, New Boston, all that whole area is so creepy down in the mountains. I used to do gigs there all the time. Again, never saw anything paranormal, but there is the most creepy fucking vibe. And the fact that it's a sanatorium, I assume it's closed down and abandoned in the mountains of Radford.
It must be.
Radford, Virginia is a very psychotic city. Very psychotic. I've done one of the few gigs where I was someone threatened to beat me up after a show.
Oh, God.
So there's a ribbon of bad vibes in the air when you're in Radford. I'm just telling you right now.
All right, let's hear the next
one. Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Here
we
go.
You ready for us to hear it?
Okay.
Yeah?
Here we go.
Oh, that was easy. I got that one.
What does it say?
Honey, you want me to play it one more time before I tell you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come here.
It's like
definitely an O something.
Oh, come on. Listen. Hold on.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, come on. I think they're saying, oh, come on.
It's like, you guys don't hear me. I'm a ghost. Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
Like, wait, did you hear a ghost sound out there? And then the ghost is like, oh, come on.
These people with their equipment, like,
It's like there's a bunch of people.
It's bad enough
like,
that I'm stuck in Radford, Virginia.
They're like, do you guys hear that? There's a ghost here. They're like, I don't hear a ghost. And then the ghost goes, oh, come on.
Well, that's not what they believe it says.
Ooh.
Oh, come on.
What do they think it says?
Okay. Is it A, oh, crap?
No.
B, poke around?
No.
C, don't come back, or D, polka rap, which I think is a genre of music that only Al Yankovic has gotten into.
It's definitely not polka rap. It could be don't come back.
Wait. I hear mocha frap.
Okay, it does sound like mocha frap when
you
say that.
Yeah, now that you have mocha fraps in my head.
But I think it sounds, I think it's, oh, come on.
I think it's don't come back.
They believe it's don't come back.
Let's hear. Oh fuck! Maybe it
don't
is.
Come back.
It does also
don't
sound
come
like
back.
Don't come back.
Oh,
yeah. Don't come back sounds spooky, but oh come on, I think is more fun. But don't come back is too scary. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear that.
Oh, again, EVPs are really, really eerie and unsettling.
Oh, fuck. If it says don't come back, that fucking scared the shit out of me.
Yeah,
don't come back.
It does sound like that. But otherwise, it's more like, oh, come on, you idiots. I really like oh, come on better because that's too scary. The other one's too scary.
Maybe it was the ghost of the person that tried to beat you up, Patton. Saying, don't come back.
Don't come back.
Don't come back
to this horrible one-nighter that you made $25 at.
Why did somebody try to beat you up?
I did the tamest stuff ever about religion, and there's a lot of
Pentecostal
crackers up in the hills, and they were not happy.
Mm-mm.
Wow. Yeah, there's whole long YouTube collections of EVPs, and if you ever want to not go to sleep at night,
I know.
Listen to some of that shit. Oh, God.
I know. I spend hours trying to find good ones, and
there's one of a woman singing a lullaby that I never need to hear again.
No.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Ugh.
Okay, let's do one last thing real quick. I'm just going to throw out some stuff. Tell me if you believe in it. Tell me if you have an experience, anything like that.
You're going to be like Annie Potts in Ghostbusters?
Sure.
Do you believe, remember that long list she gives to Ernie Hudson? He goes, look, if you'll pay me, I'll believe whatever you say.
Exactly.
As long as it's paycheck.
Now again, I will pay you with Jane the doll.
God damn it. You will
That's
not.
That's all I can give
that
you.
That doll shows up at my fucking house.
Well, actually, I want to go back to Ouija boards for a second.
Okay.
Because, Meredith, I want to hear your Matt Damon Ouija board story.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Matt and I went to college together, and then after college, he moved to L.A., and he was staying in this little house on Melrose, and we'd hang out all the time, and one day I brought over a Ouija board. And again, this particular Ouija board had different symbols on it. It wasn't just the typical. There was a butterfly in one corner. Again, with the butterfly in the grandpa thing. And we did it, and it definitely was moving. And gosh, I'm having a hard time remembering if it was about my grandpa or there was something about
make it up.
It was like something happened, and we were doing it, and River Phoenix had died the year before, and that meant something, well, to me because he was a dear friend of mine, but to Matt also just because he knew who he was, and I think there was a little thing about River, something about that was spelling out things, but then it also had this little butterfly thing, and it kept going to the butterfly thing for me. And so, yeah, we just did it together.
Did you specifically ask to contact someone, or you just
started
moving the plant shit around? And
no,
saw what
we
happened?
Were just like, and then of course, just like with my sister when I was a little girl doing it, I would sit there and going, "Okay, you promise you're not going to move it? Don't move it, right?
Right? That's always the conversation.
I love you. I trust you. Let's really see if this thing
for
works.
Real this
time. For real. Mm-hmm. Don't fucking touch it. And so we both. It was moving. He was my best guy friend at Harvard. We were brother and sister. We were really trying for real to have it be real. And I think it really did for real move.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And my thing with Ouija boards is that, when people talk about demons coming in or whatever, I think it is similar to a lot of things on the internet. Chat rooms or did you guys ever know about chat roulette?
Oh yeah.
It was that
I've
kind
been
of
on
thing,
chat roulette.
Which I think is that kind of a thing where you're just kind of who's around.
Right. That's sort
and it
of...
could be someone amazing.
Exactly. Right.
Or it could be a disembodied penis.
Right. Right.
You know, you never know what you're gonna get.
Yeah, I think that right. With the Ouija board, it's whoever needs to tell me something, let me know.
Right.
So whoever. I'm not asking for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever comes, I will
But it could be something creepy.
That's what I mean. You don't know what you're going to let in.
I don't have
that.
No, I don't have creepy energy in my life, so I don't.
You don't know what's hanging out by the gate when you open it.
Yeah, unless somebody is being no.
Creepy stuff wants creepy stuff. It's we're all looking for community. You know, a demon. See someone that's acting demon-like, they're like, that's who I want to hang out with. They don't want to hang out with you if you're having a good time.
No, everything with me is all pure love and light, and so I'm not going to get some scary thing.
No, they don't want that. That doesn't sound like fun for them.
No, it's not fun for them.
Right.
Okay, what about past lives? Do you believe in that? Have you ever had any thoughts about your own past lives?
I don't really think about past lives. I really don't.
Yeah.
Past lives to me sounds like such wish fulfillment of someone who maybe they haven't made their life be what they want it to be yet, but they can always go, but I was a Mongol conqueror
right,
in earlier life. And it's like, well, then that energy clearly didn't pass on. I think you live, everyone gets the life they have. I think that there's
your soul
finite-
is your soul. It might go, you know, although like, you know, I wouldn't say so much as past life, but like the energy like might exist in a flower or it might exist in a tree or it might exist just floating around the universe just as nature of some kind. But I don't believe like my soul like lived a life.
Right.
I think it's just my soul is my soul. That's just what it is.
You know what I equate it to? We are living, the universe we live in is a extremely slow motion explosion. That's what we are in. The Big Bang never actually ended. I mean, in a, you could argue that this is all part of the explosion. And when you watch, like, let's say, like a burning building, and you watch it frame to frame, some of the freeze frames that it looks like there's a face in the smoke, or a piece of wreckage falls off, and it looks like so it exists in different states. Right now, the energy from that explosion is temporarily formed into. Some of it's this table, some of it's you, some of it's me, some of it's Meredith. It will keep changing. This is just how the explosion looks during this nanosecond of its existence. And it will all keep moving and transforming. But I don't think it's in terms of like you die, your soul is collected and stuck into another life. It's just the energy just keeps moving in this slow motion explosion. We have temporarily formed into this for this moment in time. But we will be a lot of different things. That's
trippy.
How I feel.
Trippy.
Yeah.
What about psychics? You guys ever been to a psychic?
Yes.
What was it like?
I will tell you, I did go to a psychic. Her name was Jackie Bell. She lived in the Valley. She was like a nice Jewish mom. Totally normal. I went to her house like a nice normal person's house. Wasn't like spiritual at all. Went into her kitchen. She had a little recording. She's like, you can keep this. And in, okay, two things, for real, no joke. One of them was, I think she knew I was an actress. I think I said I was. And she said, oh, you're going to get, you're up for something right now. This sounds very, this sounds vague and it could be anything, but listen, it's not. She said, you're up for something right now, something big. And I said, oh, I was. I found out that I didn't get it today. And she goes, no, you got it. And I said, no, I didn't get it. Someone else got it. I didn't get it. And she said, I'm telling you, this part is yours. And I said, okay, you don't seem to understand. They gave it to another actress. I didn't get it. I'm telling you, this part is yours. I was like, okay, fine, idiot, whatever. In the back of my mind, I'm like, fuck her. She doesn't understand anything. Later in the... Okay, I'll just tell you the end of that story was there was a series called Orleans that shot in New Orleans. It starred Larry Hagman. I played his daughter. The girl who was cast, they went to film it. They fired her after 2 days, and they called me, and I replaced her.
This is a good story,
so
Meredith.
A good story.
So that one's real. That is a fucking real thing.
Wow.
I was like, I didn't get it, and I didn't. And she goes, yes, you did, and I did. Okay, that's crazy.
That's good.
Same lady, same session. She said, oh, I want you to be very careful. And I said, why? She goes, someone's going to try to take something from you. And I said, what do you mean? She said, I see someone trying to take something from you. She said, just be very careful. And she said, it could be violent. It could be scary. And I was like, no, what? Like what? I don't know. It seems like they're going to take... a bag from you or something from you. And I was like, okay. And literally a week later, I was with a boy from London who was in town. We went and had coffee at the Kings Road Cafe. I lived two blocks from there. He and I had just finished coffee, 10 o'clock at night. We were walking back to my apartment. And out of the alley, this one guy comes up to the boy I was with and is like, he's like, hey, man, have a cigarette? And then he's like, give me – he puts a gun in his stomach and says, give me your wallet. And at the time, I'm watching this whole thing, and I've got my purse on my shoulder. And I'm watching thinking, do I run? Do I run away? Do I throw my purse? What do I do? And then another one comes out of the alley and goes, give me your fucking purse, and put a gun in my face. And I looked at the guy, and I went, let me just get my keys. And I put, like, my finger up, like, hold on a second, buddy. And I go, I was like, he goes, give me your fucking purse. I go, okay, let me just get my keys. And I bent down and I unzipped my purse and I took out my keys because my apartment is literally right there. And then I took the bag and I gave it to him and I said, go. And then they ran away and they took my purse. And it was scary and it was violent. And that literally happened. Like, I'd never been held up at gunpoint before in my whole life.
So, like, what's the benefit of a psychic telling you that? Just like,
I don't know.
This will happen and then you'll see that I'm legit. Like, what
she
do
was,
you
I don't know. She was like, be careful. I don't know. Maybe it was warning. Maybe don't get upset about the job. You're going to get it. Maybe this is what I see for you. I don't know what's going to happen, but this is what I see.
Do either of you think that if a psychic gives you a prediction that you can affect what they tell you is going to happen or what they see is going to happen no matter what you do?
I don't know. But how crazy is that acting thing?
That is a good one.
That is crazy because that is so specific. And if you don't get a part, you don't get a part. Never in the history of time have I ever not gotten something and then been replaced and gotten it. Like, that just has never happened to me before. So that's real.
Interesting.
I want to call that. I wonder if she's still alive because this was like 20 years ago.
I don't know.
I got to call her.
If she's not, she could probably speak through as psychic. We could,
Oh, that's
get her
true.
On as a guest.
Get a Ouija board. Hey, remember me?
Get the Ouija board out.
I remember her name.
Okay, let's just do one more. All Bigfoot. Right. What do you think? Bigfoot. Real?
Listen, there are different creatures that look like different things that you see. For example, have you ever seen a hairless bear? It's fucking terrifying.
I can't say I ever have.
Oh, look up albino bear or something like that. And they look like these chupacabra creatures that are so terrifying, you just don't know what they are.
But a hairless bear wouldn't look like a Bigfoot, though.
I'm not saying a hairless bear looks like Bigfoot. Uh-huh. I'm saying if you saw a hairless bear, you wouldn't realize that's a bear, right? And so what I'm saying is a Bigfoot, I think, like, there's that one fucking picture. Right? I don't think there's tons of pictures of Bigfoot.
Oh, no, there's a
bunch.
There's
a lot of people that claim they have. But there's the famous one.
There's the famous one. And what I'm saying is
but that one's been debunked.
Well,
some say no.
The Patterson-Gimlin film, the guy that shot it, said that, oh, no, we did that as a prank. And the rumor is, the big urban legend is, it was shot by a then 18-year-old John Landis.
Oh, come on.
And that Rick Baker made the costume.
That's not what?
That's the rumor.
We're friends with them. We can call and ask.
Yeah, but that's...
Wait, you guys know Rick Baker?
Yes, and John
Ask
Landis. Yes.
Rick Baker.
Well, but he might never. But that was the big urban myth. Oh, it was Lennon. Like, they were hired by the person that wanted to do it, and then they shot it.
What I'm saying is, you might see something in the forest that is a thing, just like a hairless bear is a bear. Right. You might see something that looks like something you've never seen before, but maybe it's like, you know, just like some men are extra hairy than other men. Uh-huh. Maybe some.
It's just like an abnormality. Or,
maybe it's just like a creature that is just more strangely looking than other creatures, but it's actually a regular creature.
Hmm.
Huh.
I don't.
What
think
do you think of cryptids, Bigfoot, all that stuff?
I don't know. I talk about it constantly, and I feel like I'm.
If it existed, we'd see it.
I think it's more of a ghost, if anything. I say this giving the benefit of the doubt to all these people that have these TV shows looking for Bigfoot for 8 years and they've never seen Bigfoot, but they still get renewed every year.
Yep.
I'm like, listen, I'm on your side. But a lot of those people don't believe that it's a ghost. They think it is a real creature.
And it might be a real creature, but it might just, I mean.
The ghost of one of our forebears on the evolutionary scale is a really interesting take. I never thought of it that way.
Well, because I'm always like, why can't they catch it? You can catch anything. Like you, I mean,
and also with the amount of deforestation that's going on these days. Where is it left for these things to hide?
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, we've got like 7 coyotes on the street last night.
Satellite tracking, everything. Yeah, you know, it's crazy.
It doesn't exist. Come on, it's ridiculous. It was a thing that somebody saw that looked just like the Loch Ness Monster. Is like perhaps a thing that maybe it was two things in the ocean at the same time. Maybe it was it wasn't dolphins, clearly, because it's not an ocean. But my point is, two creatures of eel-like look that were at the same time that the photograph was taken, it looks like it's one creature. Like, come on. It's not.
I don't know, because also it's like...
But remnant dinosaur.
If we figure out, like, oh, we captured a Bigfoot, now it's just like some... Okay, it's like a rare animal. Like, great.
There's
like,
that's
so many
not rare
spooky
animals.
And fun anymore.
No, there's a billion rare things we've never seen. Look at the ocean. It's insane.
I constantly see, like, you know, a fish with human teeth was just found.
Yes, I
or
saw
whatever.
That thing.
Or it's like, there's always, like, random. I get these weird, like, targeted things that'll be like, look at this. I don't know. It'll be like, this centipede kind of looks like Gary Busey. Or, like, what? So it's like, you know... It's just an abnormal.
I don't know how many new animal discoveries are going to happen on the surface. I think that'll happen the more we map the ocean. We've only ever mapped 5% of the entire oceans. God knows what's down there.
Oh, it's terrifying.
And the stuff, and that's one of my big fears, my big recurring nightmare images is being super, super deep down in the water. There's just enough light, and then something massive comes out of the darkness at you that's aware of you.
And covers and it's the light.
And I'm like, that's it? Nope. So when I see, like, there's a woman that I follow on Instagram named Ocean Ramsey, and I follow her out of this sick fascination because she swims with sharks, and she's about preserving these things, and they're massive, and she swims, and there's footage of them coming out of the gloom at her, and I'm like, nope,
absolutely not,
hell no,
I don't go in the ocean. That's like, nope, it's all about sharks for me. Mm-hmm. You guys, this is it.
You are so adorable. I love you.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, my God. I've discovered you now.
Got to start listening to this podcast. I want to go down the rabbit holes you've gone down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. And
do you have any, like, trips planned to visit any? I have a friend that gives a ghost tour of a mansion down in Irvine.
Really? That's not far.
Yeah, I'll get you the info. But do you have excursions planned where you're going to visit anything?
I don't
haunted?
Have any planned, but I need to.
Yeah.
You don't want to. You already don't want to.
I don't know. I'm conflicted. You know, I have to have the content. We've been doing this podcast for over 3 years. I got to have stuff
years?
To talk about.
Yeah, you got to start traveling.
So then maybe you need to go sleep.
Do a live show.
You need to sleep on the Queen Mary. You need to do the Ouija board in the Queen Mary.
Or find a famously haunted theater and do a live show.
I have.
Oh, you have? Yeah. At what theater?
Well, it's a place in Los Feliz called Casita del Campo, the Mexican restaurant.
The pink place.
Yes. Wait, that's... It's my favorite place in the world.
That's haunted?
It's Bud Cort's favorite place. That's his...
Really?
Bud Cort lives in Los Feliz, and he loves Casita del Campo.
It's the best. And the basement has, like, a little theater. And it's where a lot of, like, drag queens and queer entertainers do shows. And, like, we do, like, drag queen golden girls and, like, stuff like that happens down there. It's so fun. But a lot of people report that it's haunted. And so I've done multiple live shows down there. Nothing's happened, really. Yep. But I don't know. These ghosts don't want to be on my show.
Now the word's out.
Because you're being aggressive.
Here's what you do.
Want them. You want them too much. You have to play hard to get.
Think of another, literally think of another persona. Keep doing this podcast, but they do like a sports talk show. And you just do sports talk, but you do it in these haunted places. They're like, who gives a shit? And then they'll start visiting all the time.
Right, I should get a disguise.
Trick them.
Yeah.
Trick them.
Little mustache.
Yeah.
Put on a little baseball cap.
Call it Let's Go Mets.
Yes.
And you just talk about the Mets, and then suddenly the ghosts are, hang out here.
Yeah, these ghosts are going to be like, what is this show? This person knows nothing about baseball, basketball. What sport
is
this?
It's a ruse.
Yeah, I know. Or what I need to hire a psychic as a booker that can like book me some ghosts.
Find you
book you some ghosts. That would be great.
Yeah.
You need to find a ghost booker.
I'm trying.
Instead of a ghost ghostbuster, a ghost
booker.
Oh my God, you guys, new show.
Shout out your podcast.
The name of our podcast is Did You Get My Text?
And we send each other spiritual messages over a Ouija board. We text each other. We live together. We're married, but like a lot of married people and a lot of couples, even if you live together, you just text half the day. And so we go back through our text, decipher things, follow up on stuff. We're always sending each other weird articles, weird pictures. Oh, my God, look at this.
So, I'll get texts all day long. I don't talk to him all day, like ever. I don't really ever talk to him. But every now and then we'll text each other and we'll put like a thumbs up on it or a heart on it. And then the podcast gives us an opportunity to sit down and go, okay, you got my text about that thing? Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Then we actually get to talk about it because, you know, it's not just, that's interesting. Thanks for sharing me by myself. I got to discover this on my own. Yeah. Like, let's have a conversation about it.
That's so sweet.
Boom.
Yeah. And you guys have good guests now. And I just saw Ben Stiller.
Yeah, Ben Stiller.
Ben was fascinating.
Seth Green.
Yeah. We've had really cool guests on.
Thank you so much to Patton and Meredith. I had a great time. Oh, hey, you know, comedy fans, I am going to be reviving my show I used to do with Sam Pancake here in L.A. at my favorite place, the Cavern Club Theater at Casita del Campo. We're doing that on June 9th. You can get tickets in my Instagram bio description. Also, check out patreon.com/RozDresFiles. I guess I'm keeping that as that. I don't know. There's a description. There's a link in the description, and that has a new episode this week of me talking about paranormal stuff. And I'm on Instagram at Roz Hernandez, and TikTok and Twitter at It's Roz Hernandez. Please rate the show 5 stars and only 5 stars. Leave a ghost story in there. Send me a ghost story at ghostedbyroz@gmail.com. And I can't wait to laugh and talk and spook with you next week. I love you all, both living and dead.
But if I didn't ask you to haunt me, don't haunt me. Okay, bye!
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.